everyone, and welcome to Taste of True Crime Podcast. I'm Abby.
I'm Samantha.
And today we are going to talk about Felicia Ruiz. It is a local case to us, and it was actually brought to our attention by a longtime friend, coworker of mine. This is her distant cousin, and she told me about it, and I looked into it, and here we are.
Here we are.
So, a couple of disclaimers that we do every episode. We are a laid-back discussion podcast. We are more like conversational, just talking amongst ourselves. We do the research, though, so nothing we're telling you is false. With that being said, we apologize if we pronounce something wrong or say something incorrectly. Please email us, you know, if you feel like there was a correction or if we said something wrong or there was wrong information. We would like to know. We joke around a lot, so I don't want anybody mistaking that for us laughing at the crime, the victims, downplaying anything, because that's not what we're about. We just talk a lot of shit and play around a lot, I guess. Like, we've been sitting in here for like 15 minutes.
Our poor children.
We were supposed to start recording like forever ago, but we just kept talking and
it's definitely been about 40 minutes.
Has it really?
It's been, yeah.
Okay, so that 15 minutes was not 15 minutes. Nope. It was 40 minutes, and we were just in here talking shit.
And we've only had one disturbance from Liana, which means we'll probably start getting about 30 disturbances.
Yes, and that's another thing. You will hear tiny humans, I am sure, especially because there are four here today.
You're welcome.
So we apologize in advance. I mean, we're not going to duct tape their mouths. It's just frowned upon.
Just not yet. Not yet.
So, yeah. So if you hear tiny humans, we're sorry.
Quick shout out to Jonathan.
Yes. Our coworker friend, Daisy, her husband, Jonathan, listens to us. And we really appreciate you, Jonathan. So, hello.
Hey.
And Daisy makes really good cookies. So.
Yes, she does.
Since she, I'll go ahead and
give her a shout out.
Yeah. So we'll put her also Facebook page link in there also, because if you need your cookies, you go to Daisy.
So yeah, I hear the bracelet.
So yeah. So I will link her Facebook page in the description. So back to the case. We are going to be talking about Felicia Ruiz. She is a 17-year-old who was stabbed over 20 times and left in a field for dead. So, this happened on Friday, October 29th, 1999 in Houston, Texas. I'll go ahead and let you know the people involved were Jesus, I almost called him Jesus, Lord, Jesus Salazar.
And you are Hispanic, correct?
Yeah, but
I just
wanted to say Jesus because.
Okay, well, thank you, Jesus.
He was not this acting Jesus-ly.
This Jesus.
Is that a word, Jesus-ly?
I don't know. It is now.
Okay.
And
now I'm thoroughly confused.
This Jesus was not very nice.
This was not a nice Jesus.
Terrible Jesus.
So, Jesus Salazar, Lisa Huerta, and Jay Farrell. Every time I see his last name, I think Ferret.
I just like the way you say Huerta.
Is that Mexican enough?
Very Mexican.
Is it Mexican enough for the Mexicans, but white enough for the white
Exactly. Ticans? It's perfect.
Okay. So, Felicia was born to Carrie and Lou Ruiz on January 9th, 1982. They said she was very active, had good grades, and was liked by many. So, a little background information. Felicia found herself a target of jealousy once she got to high school. She had been hanging out with a guy named Casey, a.k.a.
Wild.
Why? I don't think we ever find that out.
Maybe because he was a little wild?
Maybe.
Because he was a part of the Latin Kings, correct?
I don't know if he was exactly
a part. Or he was hanging out with them.
He wanted to be a part of them. So maybe he eventually did become a part of them. Since they were trying to hand out memberships left and right, I don't know.
Maybe he gave himself the nickname Wild.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So,
some of the jealousy was because a lot of girls at the school liked him and they were giving her a hard time about dating him.
Was she dating him, though? Or is she just hanging out with him? Maybe she was dating him.
I don't know for sure. I don't think that was ever...
clarified?
Yeah.
But I know she was hanging out with him.
She was hanging out with him a lot.
A lot.
The girls didn't like it.
No, because he was
apparently... just kind of like the girls in when I was in the fourth grade and I was dating some guy who was mixed and they told me my black pants were faded because they didn't like me because they liked him. Isn't that rude?
That is rude.
I don't even know why I just thought of that, but I'm like, but it's like, they're so ugly to you because they like a guy that likes you and it's like, it's not my fault, I'm cute.
And this is why I was friends with mostly boys.
So my pants were faded, so what? I still got your man. Bye.
And my faded pants look better on me than they look on you, so yes. There's that.
Okay. So, yeah. So her being friends with whatever she was doing with him did not like, the girls did not like it. There was a girl, for example, threatening her who would walk behind her in school, say some ugly, shitty things to her, and Felicia would do her best to ignore it and, you know, mind her business, but one day, the girl actually threatened her, telling her, today you're, and I quote, today you're going to die, bitch, you're gonna die. And this time, Felicia had enough, and she actually ended up fighting back, got into a physical fight, which is what led her parents to pull her from school. So, I'm sorry, but if somebody's telling me, you're gonna die, bitch, today you're gonna die, first of all, we would be fighting, so I do not blame Felicia at all, but for her to be so patient and, like, she took a lot before she actually, you know,
went
finally...
to the extent of physical violence to protect herself, but, I mean... like you said, if somebody threatens your life, high school or not, those are fine words.
Now, she would have got that elbow if she was following in the hallway.
And then, like, obviously, the school wasn't doing anything because she had a good relationship with her parents from what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And I know I had a great relationship with my parents. And if things were going down in school with me, I'd go home and tell them. And if it was something that... they felt like somebody was threatening me, they'd go to the school.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like her parents had said something about they had gone that route. They had... maybe I just didn't put it in
our notes.
I don't
know for sure. I can't remember.
But I know they had...
but I think that it had been an ongoing thing. Her parents were aware of it. Her parents seemed very active parents. Like, they were very active in her life. So, I'm pretty sure that they did bring that up and nothing was ever really done about it. Maybe. Can't say 100% for sure because nothing was ever really, like, set in black and white.
Right.
Like, yes, this is what happened. But, so, after that fight, her parents pulled her from school. And so, she ended up taking GED courses in the morning and was free throughout the day. And so, she had a lot of spare time. Casey, a.k.a. Wild, hung out with the gang members within the Latin Kings. And that's when Felicia was introduced to Jesus Salazar, who was 19 at the time. He was looked up to as a leader within the gang. So, it's not only was he considered a part of the Latin Kings... but he was considered what they, some of them looked up to him. So it's like he kind of had a higher ranking up in that stuff. I don't know how that works.
I'm not really.
You know,
you
hear things about how you get into the gangs and da da da, blah, blah, blah. But never been in a gang, don't have any plans to be in a gang, I'm too fucking old to be in a gang, so don't know.
So what you're saying is what we have going on here is not a gang?
Not that kind of gang.
Oh, I thought we were starting a gang.
I mean, we can.
Well, now I'm a little disappointed.
Well, we can work on that later.
Can we start like a wine drinking gang?
I mean, because we already drank that whole bottle almost.
We did, and it's a big bottle.
So,
I mean, I know a few people who would join. We got
I
Deborah.
I feel like they would.
We got Cece.
Mm-hmm.
We got Carrie.
Yeah.
My mom, for sure.
Hey, Nana. That's all I have. Hey, Nana.
That's all we got.
So, Felicia's parents were not too fond of Casey, but they trusted her instincts. And that kind of tells you, again, what kind of relationship that they had. You know, for her them to be like, well, we didn't like him, we didn't trust him, but we trusted her. So, you know, that kind of shows you what kind of relationship they had. Jesus Salazar began spending a lot of time with Felicia, trying to get her to join the Latin Kings, but she had no desire to. She was what, mesmerized? She says she was mesmerized by the gang life, but wanted no part in actually being involved herself.
Kind of like us. We're mesmerized by murder.
Right, but we're not going to actually go out and murder because the technology is too good nowadays and we just wouldn't get away with it. First of all, I shed so horribly that my DNA would be all over the crime scene and then I'd go to jail and I'm too cute to go to jail and I'm a crybaby. So there's that.
There's that.
So, yeah, she had no desire, no, you know, she didn't want to be in the gang, but she kind of liked to hear about it, I guess, and, you know, see what they were all about.
Being young.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. So
intrigued.
Mm-hmm. Because I mean, it is kind of intriguing to me still.
Right.
Like if you talked about like the cartels and shit in Mexico, I'm like, oh, what do you do?
Oh yeah.
Oh, where's Netflix? Yeah, but don't come for me because I'm scared. So Lisa Huerta was dating Salazar, and she began to grow extremely jealous that he had his eyes on Felicia. She told him if he loved her, that he would prove it by killing her. Now,
cray.
Yes. So I think it was a bit of that. It was a bit of the jealousy between Lisa, but I was also reading court documents between Jay Farrell and like when his trial, and it said that she began talking too much about him. I want to say him to other gangs causing problems or something, and that's the reason why he killed her. Don't know for sure. I'm leaning more towards the jealousy thing. And, like, yeah. He was mad because she didn't want to be a part of the gang. And homegirl was mad because her boo was paying attention to her, so
wanted her to be a part of the gang.
Correct. So this is where they came up with the plan of a fake Halloween party to kill her. No Halloween party was ever planned. This was fake as fuck. what? Sorry, Nana. she was really excited about this Halloween party. Apparently, they had come up with this whole big old charade of, we're having a Halloween party, you should come, it's gonna be great, blah, 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 blah.
We'll pick you up.
Yeah, and so, on,
October 29th?
Yes.
October
29th, 1999, I was a 9-year-old girl. Don't even. Remember, we were not to talk about it no more, how old you are?
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Because I can't do the math right now anyways.
So, she was invited to the Halloween party by Salazar. So, Jesus Salazar picks her up from her home. And at this point, you know, she's getting in the car. Her mom and dad are telling her bye, that they love her. And the mom tells Jesus, oh, have her home in an hour and a half. And he didn't even say a word. He just nodded. And,
first of all, no, sir.
You're little rude, girl. You're rude as fuck.
Get out of the car.
Go knock on the door.
You are not going with this asshole.
Or ring the doorbell.
Who can't even say hello to your mother.
Exactly. Like, and then, no. Like, he didn't even get out of the car to go.
Much less look at her.
Right.
Literally just nodded while I'd staring been like, straight.
I know you heard me talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Say something.
Hello.
Oh, my God. My kids. Hello. My poor kids and their significant others. Because they better act right because mom's crazy.
Well, you gotta be.
So, she told him to have her home in an hour and a half, which is kind of like,
then why even go?
Right. At that point, first of all, the type of person I am, if I have to be home in an hour and a half, I just ain't going.
I'm just going to go take a shower.
And go night-night.
And go night-night.
So, she lets her go. And instead of this party, Lisa Huerta and Jay Farrell, who was just another friend, I guess, in the field in Northwest Houston. So, they're in some bushes, and it turns out that Salazar threw the first punch and ended up hitting Felicia
And when she falls, the three of them surrounded her and proceeded to stab her over 20 times. So when Felicia didn't get home by 3 a.m., her mom knew something wasn't right, and she woke her husband up so they could go look for their daughter. They were out all night, but they had no luck finding her. And then it turns out that Felicia's friends told them they had no idea of any party. So that's your first, like, red flag.
That's
like
your first punch in the gut.
Right.
Stab in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Throw
like,
up moment.
Where did, what happened?
Because you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know so something's wrong.
There was no party. And so at that point, by lunch that next day, they ended up filing a missing persons report. So a few hours later, around 4 or 5 in the afternoon, Felicia's grandma called her mom and told her that they found a girl's body in the field. Now, at that point, they didn't know who, where, what, when, how, why, but, at you know, it's looking kind of fishy here because Felicia's missing. They found a girl's body in the field. They don't know where she's at. So the police ended up coming to their home a little bit later, and Lou, her father, said he saw the two detectives without his daughter, and that is when he knew what they were coming to tell them. Yeah. So they, of course, came to deliver the news that she had been found deceased in the field. Carrie, the mom, said that all of her friends came to the house. And this included Casey, a.k.a. Wild, and fucking Jesus Salazar. What? This motherfucker killed her. And then comes to her house, like one of her friends.
Mm-mm. Nope.
So that's how you know right off the bat, he's fucking sick. There's no remorse here.
Like, but couldn't even look at her mother when he picked her up. Like,
no. Because he knew what he was about to do.
But all of a sudden, he's going to come.
But now he's at the house.
Oh, let me give you some sympathy and tell you I'm so sorry for your loss. And
no.
I'm going to kill you.
So Felicia's mom said as soon as she saw him, she ran outside and started to hit him and screaming at him, telling him she knew he killed her daughter. He told her he didn't kill her, that he had nothing to do with it. So at this point, they called 911. When the officers arrived, they took him into custody for questioning. So Salazar admitted to knowing her, but he did not admit to the murder. So they ended up letting him go.
What?
Yeah, that's what my notes say. That's what her notes say in capital letters. They let him go. This is the last person who had saw her alive, picked her up, drove her away. They knew of his relations with the gang and this and this and that, but you let him go?
But hey, you know what? Go on. Have a good day.
I'm like, what the fuck
Thanks
is
for
wrong with
our
you
interview.
People? Find something.
We appreciate your services.
So, for weeks, there were no leads, nothing, no new information. Until
because there was nothing new to tell.
Because
they
motherfucking
let the killer go.
So, someone called in with a tip saying that Jay Farrell had told him about the murder. The tipster said that Jay told him it was Salazar and Huerta who were responsible for the murder. Not too long after that one, they received their second tip from none other than Lisa Huerta's mom.
Ouch.
Who said that Lisa was packing her things and it looked like she was taking off. So I'm going to go ahead and give kudos to Lisa's mom because mm-hmm. that must have not been easy for her to do. Having children myself, I always teach them to do right. You know right from wrong, and I want them to be held accountable for their actions, but I don't know what I would do in that situation. I don't know if I'd be able to call the cops on my kid. I don't know.
You definitely want to say, of course you would.
Right.
Of course I would do the right thing. And of course my kid will never grow up to be a murderer.
Right. But you don't know
but
that.
But you don't know. You don't know what you would do.
And it's like really kudos to her because
she did the right thing.
Right. She did do the right thing.
And we're going to leave it at that. She did the right thing. Our kids will not ever be murderers.
No. So
we
won't have to worry about it.
Anything.
So some goddamn wood.
There's some wood right there.
So the police officers came to her house to confront her. She did go with them willingly, and she did tell them she'd take a polygraph test. Now, to me, polygraphs are a joke.
Correct.
They mean nothing, but anyway, I don't know, and I don't think they're even
Especially,
admissible in court.
They're definitely not. But especially somebody like me, like anytime I'm being put on the spot for anything, mm-hmm. my heart's going. You've seen me. I turn blotchy red.
Right.
Like, I would fail the fudge out of a polygraph test. Would fail it. Flying colors.
I feel like, why are you asking me this? This would be me. Why do you want to know? Why do you care?
Right.
Leave me alone.
Well, you're a smart ass, and I just get nervous about everything.
Stop so asking me that. Questions. I don't like it. So, on the way to the police station, the detectives made a surprise stop at the location that Felicia was found. Now, Detective Strotter said that Lisa fell on the ground and started crying when she realized where she was. But once they got to the station, she would not give a statement or polygraph, so they had to let her go. I am so fucking tired of them letting people go.
These damn Harris County
fucking detectives. Police officers. Like, what?
In the 90s and the 2000s.
Okay, now I just got that back that ass up in my head. So,
she's just washing her hands in her face, guys.
I have no words.
That's all. She's gonna let me know.
So, 2 months later, Lisa ended up turning herself in. So, at this point, she turns herself in. We're about to find out what really happened to Felicia. Investigators said that Jay Farrell held Felicia down by her legs while Jesus Salazar and Lisa Huerta repeatedly stabbed her all over her body.
For what?
Because she didn't want to fucking join a gang and she didn't want to be Salazar's bae, like, pretty much.
What?
It's like, it's crazy to think about how people's lives are taken for so little.
So stupid.
I'm like, really?
Like,
that's like me killing you because you don't want to come and hang out in my office in the morning or something. I don't know. Like, you don't want to go have a drink. I don't know. It's some stupid shit. Like, I don't understand it. So, at this point,
all I can do is just wave my arms. Like, what? I don't even know what to say. I just keep waving
my arms.
Like, if
y'all can see us right now, we're just like,
looking like birds. Yeah. With our arms flying around.
Flapping around. At this point, a warrant was issued for Jay Farrell, and it's funny because they did not think he was part of the murder until Lisa's confession, and that's when it kind of all brought to light where his role was in this situation. Like, they knew he was there, but they didn't know, like, if he had a part of it, like, anyway, you know what I mean.
And he was just a piece of shit sidekick.
Yeah. He was a wannabe, really.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, wannabe in prison.
With all this going on, Jesus Salazar was able to flee to Venezuela when his father sent a plane to Miami to pick him up. Now, this is where it gets fucked up. He told Lisa that she could not go with him. Like, he had to go by himself. And so this is really why Lisa went and turned herself in, because he kind of like was like, fuck you, you're on your own, gotta go, bye.
After her mom done turned her ass in.
Her mom called and packing because she was packing to go
like
with
she
him.
She was going to Venezuela.
But he said, haha, just kidding, you're not going. Thanks for the ride, bye. I'm like, oh. So there was a little
not
bit of.
Not your bae. Not your bae.
Hard feelings here, I would say. Ooh. Which is, you know, why she ended up going and turning herself in, which is a good thing. You know, they finally found out what happened to Felicia. So they believe Salazar has been living there since, a free man. Venezuela has not been helpful with extradition in this case. I kind of tried to Google the extradition laws in Venezuela and da da da. I know we have a treaty with them, but it's they don't really hold up their end of the bargain. Right. I think the treaty was signed in like 1992 and it's supposed to cover all this shit like murders and da da da, but they're not very cooperative.
I think it depends on who like gets the, I guess, like the papers, mm-hmm. like the particular person.
And I think that his family had some kind of like pull or whatever.
Well,
over
of course
there.
They did. They had a freaking plane pick up his son.
So it's like, they're not being very helpful when it comes to this.
Fuckers.
So, Lisa Huerta pled guilty and was sentenced to 30 years in prison. Jay Farrell was found guilty of murder and sentenced to 20 years in prison. And I want to say he was released in 2019 due to parole. I need to look more into that and I'll put more in the notes.
So, basically.
Yes, tell me.
You hold down a 17-year-old. Mm-hmm. While two other people stab her to mm-hmm. death. And you get 20 years?
Yep. And then are eligible for parole.
And so now you're eligible for parole and out in 2019, which is...
Last year.
20 years later. Mm-hmm. From 99. Which doesn't seem like 20 years, but it is. Really doesn't. So that just goes to show 20 years is not long enough.
Like, I am so not a fan of our justice system.
Down.
I am so not a fan of our justice system.
A teenager.
That's a while whole she's murdered. Other issue. Like, our justice system is a joke.
What?
That's my opinion. Don't come for me. That's just what I feel.
But you know what? I feel you on that. So, if anybody has anything to say about that, they're stupid.
Too bad, so sad.
Yeah, because that's stupid.
Yeah. So, in 2017, there was a new development. There was a picture of Salazar smiling and drinking a beer with a fucking gun in front of him in a picture.
Well, too bad that gun didn't go off and shoot him in the pee-pee. Or the pee-pee. Because that would hurt.
And so, I mean, that really didn't lead them, give any new leads, give any new... But it's like a stat...
Taunting shit.
Right. It's like a punch in the face to her family. He never got... I mean, he...
Like...
There was never justice when it came to him.
And this poor girl literally was 17 years old, mm-hmm. living her life, being a teenager. And he's now an adult, never served a day in prison. Nope.
Being protected, living his fucking best life in Venezuela. So, there are currently two warrants out for his arrest.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm. The Harris County Sheriff's Department is seeking him for murder, and the FBI has a warrant for unlawful flight to avoid prosecution.
Prosecution.
I almost said prostitution.
Close.
Whatever.
Not close, so, but you know.
Real quick, some traits and characteristics about him. 165 pounds, 5'10", Hispanic, his eyes are brown, hair is black. He's 37 now. He's got the last name Salazar in Gothic letters tattooed across his chest. The show In Pursuit with John Walsh has a tip line for any tips or information about him. Their phone number is 1-833-378-7783, and we will link the website in the description below. So any tips or any information, anything about him, catching him, that's where you need to give your information to. I want to say Crime Stoppers also has a reward out, but don't quote me. Because last I saw, that was in 2017. I don't think that ever expires, but I'm no expert. So there's...
We should be.
There's two options, you know. But they are still actively looking for Salazar. Venezuela's not being our friend. It's not very nice.
Like, what a piece of shit.
Yeah. And every time I see, like, Salazar in Gothic letters across his chest, I think about, like, above my belly button. Like, I'm going to get my last name.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe I'll get flowers in my Gothic letters. Bam. Do you think my whole last name would fit right here?
But we're not going to do that because we plan on having another child.
Oh, like, it'll be stretched out.
You know, preferably soon.
Like, tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Preferably, yeah, since you got the moon thing happening.
So, that's that. So, if you have any information, tips, anything, please, 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 even if you're not 100% sure, there's that link in the description. And I think that's all we have today. I think it's very unfortunate that, you know, only two of the three murderers were able to... I don't even think that's considered justice, honestly.
No, it's not.
I don't think they got them what they deserved. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, I think it's a joke, our justice system, and that's a whole nother story.
Especially in this case.
So,
like us on...
Facebook. We have a Facebook page and a Facebook group, Taste of True Crime Podcast. Follow us on Instagram, Taste of True Crime podcast. And if you have any case suggestions, we would really appreciate you go to tasteoftruecrime.com. There is a form for you to fill out, and you just give us as many as you want, because we want to hear from you, what you want to hear, what you like. Like I said last episode, we like what we like, but we want to hear what you like, because you are the ones listening to our... I don't know
ramblings, what I was going to say. Our podcast?
Yeah. You're the one listening to us. Hey!
You're listening to us.
So, yeah. Do all those things. Share with your friends. Subscribe. Leave us a good review. We are still kind of ahead of the game, you guys. We've got a whole nother episode already researched, ready to record. But like I said, we want to hear from you, and that way we know what y'all want to hear, and we can give you the goods. Not our goods.
Like, my goods are taken.
Like the good, mine are not. But like the true crime goods. All right.
The taste of
true crime goods. That was good.
That was good, right?
Yeah,
you like that?
Uh-huh.
That's why we get along so well. Boom.
All right. Until next time. Bye, guys.